Shit. Oh
Well,
shit.
what?
Go live, bro. I swear to
We live?
God.
We live?
Let's see, bro.
Bro. Remember the
Wait.
village I found?
I swear to
Remember?
God, if this is public, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Better not be public.
Should be unlisted.
I think I found a village, man.
It is. Okay. How do I
It's
get the
public?
link?
It's public?
Yeah, no,
Fuck, man.
it's private.
Oh, okay. Hey. Oh shit, is that a lion? I've never seen a lion before. This is bizarre, rare.
Get the gold, shoe shine.
Got cactuses? This is such a lucky biome, you fucking god, you cunt. How dare you?
How do I get the link for this
I'm usually
shit?
looking. What do you mean?
I'm retarded. Show me where to find the link.
Give me the link. It's like a fucking investigation show right now.
Can you go
Can't find the
on?
link.
Fuck, I'm retarded.
I can't go anywhere because if I
Here we
open
go.
Mozilla, my fucking Minecraft is gonna abort.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Big House has
Dope.
made the advancement a seedy place.
Holy shit, that's a bear.
Let's make a Kabbalah special. Live now. On Patreon.
Give me the money so you get the funny.
Alert everybody. It's right
Lit.
now.
Yeehaw. Oh, oh man, that's a potato. Oh, it's a poisonous potato, never mind. Oh, this village is cool. It's like a dock village. It's fucking water, man.
Oh my
Ah,
God, you
beetroot.
fucking idiot.
What?
This fucking piece of shit. This fucking ass.
You best not be talking to me, or I'll fucking sue you
I
for
fucking
slander.
hate you. You fuck. Schedule.
Oh, I'm
Please select the
kidding, man.
time at least 5 minutes in the future. Well, fuck you.
5 minutes in the footage? What are you talking about, man? What's going on?
Patreon is an idiot.
Is an idiot. Ooh, carrots.
There we go, schedule.
Got your fucking balls,
Okay,
gamer.
well, I guess hold your horses. Hold your horses before you do much. 'Cause it's not, nobody's gonna be watching for a little bit.
Right, so I can keep saying racial epithets.
No, 'cause it stores it in the damn thing. I swear to God.
I said that with that in mind. It's a joke.
Yeah, just for clarification, for anybody who thinks I'm a Nazi, because some people think I'm a Nazi.
For the three Destiny watchers who are watch who actually like paid,
Yeah.
want to ruin our lives because you have nothing.
I
You
doubt,
have
yeah.
nothing, and you run on poison.
I have nothing. I make fucking $500 a month. I don't even make minimum wage, but
For yeah,
anyways,
for the couple of Destiny watchers.
I guess I gotta find you
Come
first.
kill us. That's serious too. Come kill us. Come kill the both of us.
The only way you're gonna get us to lie down is if you put a bullet in my fucking head. All right.
Yeah.
What are your coordinates?
Not very far away.
Okay.
Go north. Go north and you're gonna
Oh
find me.
shit. All right.
There's a village there. You can hold yourself up in one of the houses.
Okay. Wait, bruh, how do you know where I am?
The fucking map, nigger. I spawned. I
Oh.
saw you earlier.
Oh, okay.
Damn, how dumb of a fucking woman are you? It's okay to be sexist because she's a woman. And she approves of it. I live in fear. Someone will say I'm a bad word. Someone will point their finger at me and go,
That's gonna be chasing us around for the rest of our fucking miserable, not even that, nah, we got it good. The rest of our fun, loving, amazing lives is gonna be journalists of a certain It's gonna be journalists calling us Nazis forever. It's never gonna end.
Oh my god. This is my job now. I have to do fucking.
You have to do ad libs in the background. No! Don't say that!
No!
Because we're the same person, so he knows exactly what I'm gonna say next.
It's not that hard to deduce.
Well. God damn it. There's gonna be a. Y'all already got like a podcast taken down for this shit, so I should probably shut up.
Don't even. What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is, actually. I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't even know. I'm playing Minecraft.
Right, yeah. Are you a green blip on the minimap?
No, I'm a fucking blue one, I think.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. But I am near green blips.
Wait, I'm so retarded. I've been going south. Okay.
You fucking moron. You dumb idiot. Anyway, Snipe, just fucking hold yourself up somewhere.
Yeah. Or die and hope I respawn close.
Is it streaming yet?
Well, it's streaming, but the link doesn't go live until 2 minutes because Patreon requires you to schedule it 5 minutes in the future, which is cool and makes sense. Because they just want good for your family.
Right.
I'm gonna just run and hope it goes well.
Right. Now that we're gonna get watched by people, I gotta stop saying anti-Semitic and racist remarks.
Yeah, you got about 1 minute left of saying no things.
Because when no one's watching, I'm constantly saying I'm gonna genocide all
people. Oh right, yeah. We're both really genocidal. We actually wanna kill people en masse. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I cried this morning because I had a fucking stomach ache. I'm a fascist.
It's so absurd. I don't want to get into it, but
yeah.
God.
I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. I think I forgot. I just forgot what I was talking
about. You make exaggerations once and like people don't get it. People don't get emotions and what you say when you want to express rage. They don't get that it's an exaggeration. But we're not going to get into that.
We're not even going to. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right? Yeah. I'm saying silly words that don't mean anything.
I think Sophia is just paraphrasing someone. I don't know who she's talking in the point of view of right now.
Nah, shit, I'm actually gonna die if I keep doing this shit.
I think she's doing an impression.
Yeah. Just a little bit of weird comedy. Esoteric.
I'm a hold up. Oh, yeah, I see you in a map.
Oh, shit.
I made my map a big square. Be a rectangle, rather. Right, it's been 2 minutes. I think the stream is about to start.
Yep, the post should be live now. So we'll see if anybody actually joins.
Keep your eyes peeled. See if the numbers go up.
Yeah.
And just hold yourself up there.
Yeah.
So you don't die. Holy shit, dude! What the hell is that? Just happened? Did a creeper explode?
Maybe. Oh shit, a creeper. Oh man.
Creeper.
Right outside the houses. That's not good.
Dude, ping is surprisingly good.
Circle right around. Still, we only got two people watching, which is probably just me. So, I'll hold myself up into the house and see. Yeah. Check on the Patreon.
Did you tweet it out?
Yeah, I tweeted that. I'm going live in a couple minutes, so, you know.
Just tweet live now in Patreon. Donate.
I gotta get into a real house.
You gotta do the hustle, man. Hustle, man.
Okay.
Alright, we good. Go on Twitter.
All right, tweet.
What was it, 65 patrons?
Yeah.
Dude, that's enough. That's crazy.
Can you wait 2 hours? I got a curling game to do.
Oh my god.
If Destiny wasn't allowed to use Google Sewer Nugget, would destroy him. She will do fine. They have to learn sometimes. Amazing. Anyways, Oh, we got three watchers.
Oh, amazing. Shit, got one person watching.
Got one person watching. How's it feel? You got exclusive access to me? That doesn't sound right. Anyways, live now.
This is the dawn of a new age where now watching Minecraft Let's Plays live that nobody else watches, it has actually become an art form. Like
yeah.
A cult thing. Mm-hmm. It's cult now.
It's like a Bohemian Grove type tradition among
cool
only the cult. Coolest.
This is a secret. This might actually be considered a secret society.
Is there a legal definition for secret society?
The sewer society.
Nah, that's more fitting.
Yeah.
Do you know when Faith's getting on here?
I don't.
Because this is a... It's got to be a holy trinity of Minecraft cathartic journeying.
Yeah.
The whole point of this series is just to relax me after I take my hard math test on Fridays. And after you have a bad stomach ache and you cry about it.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Let's peep out what's going on.
Alright. I can't go outside yet. I have nothing. I have no fucking swords.
True.
Or shields. I'm really, this mod pack that I fucking put together is really good. It's fucking great. I think I added like computer stuff to it so we can do more stuff, but it's already. But yeah, and I learned recently how to fucking like make machines go faster. It's fucking cool.
Alright. Let me,
Oh, shit. I just pooped myself.
Three right, people.
Whoever's watching, I'll get used to this. Get really used to this, because this
oh,
is
yeah.
all you're going to get.
It's all just going to be autism forever. Okay, it's hard mode now.
Alright.
Oh, we wait, got four watchers.
We got four. Okay, two people watching.
Two people watching?
Put the difficulty in hard, please.
Yeah, I already did.
Did you?
Yes! I literally just did it and announced it.
Okay, I guess I'm autistic and I got Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Hmm. At some point, there might be like a Brittany Venti or Eggy participation on these streams. Possibly, maybe.
Imagine we have Eggy playing Minecraft with us.
Oh man, and he does like playing video games, so that makes
yeah.
sense. And so does Brittany, which adds up.
It'll be legendary. Anyways,
very cool.
Gotta set up a house and such.
Is it morning yet? It's not morning. I'm waiting for the morning. It's 18:58 sunrise. I'm gonna wait a little bit more. I don't trust the darkness. You better not take that out of context.
Oh! What's going on my phone? I got a text message. Oh, Eggy liked the Kavala special tweet.
Holy
amazing.
Shit.
Amazing. Well, dude. Maybe something would come out of that.
Yeah. Eggy has been on a somewhat positive streak as of late.
Yeah. I'm really happy about that.
I think he did a 4-hour stream.
Recently. It's good shit. Oh, we got five watch. Got three watchers,
three
technically
people,
speaking.
Three people watching a fucking Minecraft stream in 2019. It was cozy.
That's fucking yeah, it fucking man. I think it's well worth the money if you're like, if it's not many people on stream. If y'all want to say anything in chat, I'll definitely respond to it. I think that's a nice privilege.
Both me and Sophia are chatterboxes, so if you like the sound of two retard miners talking a lot about things that doesn't concern them, then you're gonna like you're gonna pay money for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we got all sorts of cool modes.
Hell yeah.
Stuff
man.
Like that.
Fuck.
It's full autism time. We get to make robots and machines.
Oh my god.
For hours on end. Okay. Gotta make a crafting table.
There, are they saying anything in chat?
Nah, it's empty.
Alright. Well, we talk about anything and everything. We'll just literally say it in chat and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a detriment in, but probably both of our personalities is that we don't. We are on. We're like. Sounds fucking like Joe Rogan, generic, normal person thing to say, but we don't like hold back on talking about anything.
Mm-hmm. Which is sort of fucked us a little bit, but
yeah, because it makes you like it makes you say things that are very socially unacceptable and things
oh yeah,
that not okay to say and mm-hmm. Expose feelings that you aren't exposed.
Well, yeah, that's is a very pithy way to put it because I had an expression of rage that sort of fucked me over. And now people think I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, it's not okay to say that you have a, you know, Jungian shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You admit that you think bad things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Make it very vague right now, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ooh, four people. it's a thing where internet is such a gotcha place. And it's also
like we don't think about killing people all the time.
It's also a place where a lot of people are scared about their image, so people will if you say honest things, genuine things about the things you're thinking, despite whether the things you're thinking are, you know, good things,
whether
if you admit
right or wrong or good or bad, I thought them and I'm
yeah.
I say them because I thought them.
If you say them out loud, people are the people who wanna get you and ruin your career are going to call you a Nazi or whatever. And the people who are really scared about their image are going to cut off all ties with you. And that's not good, but that's just the kind of people we are.
There's no power level concealing over here.
Yeah.
We say things even to our detriment.
Yeah, because on general principle, we're sort of against, like, silencing ourselves for the betterment
what
of our
the fuck
image.
I look like.
Yeah. That's like really Tyler the Creator type shit, like, or Eminem type shit. You say it because you thought it, not because you agree with it or anything. You say it because it's an emotion you had. And it's an interesting thing to say. But people take it seriously. And it fucks you.
I did think it. It's like it's like Louis C.K. talks about the N-word. Like,
mm-hmm.
saying the N-word doesn't, you're making me think the word nigger. So you're saying it either way. It's,
yeah. Oh shit, you cut out.
Hey.
Hey, there we go. Sorry, my internet has hiccups for the people watching.
Oh shit. There we go. What was I talking about?
Yeah, Louis C.K.
Whether you like it or not, it's murderers. Sometimes you empathize with people that have done, like, not cool stuff. And you can't really control it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever read the fucking, like, the Columbine Shooter Diaries?
Yeah. Well, of course I have. Jesus, man.
Precisely. And, like, what? People are gonna tell me that they cannot? Oh, how could somebody think something like this? Like, really? You can't imagine yourself thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And not only can you not think about it, you can't even imagine yourself thinking about it. That seems strange to me. Because, like, I read something like that, I'm like, if I, with the current...
Good, but I could have thought it.
Yeah.
I could have thought that.
With the conditions I live in, like, I could have arrived at those same conclusions. I'm not going to sit here over here on, like, some moral high ground and say, oh, no, I'm too good to ever think any bad thoughts. Because that's just dishonest.
They want you to be dishonest. That's the objective. Just lie.
Yeah, just play an identity game all the time. You're gonna feel really good about yourself. I don't even know what
you
I'm.
You ever watch American
doing.
Psycho? Be possessed by Norman Bates at all times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, American Psycho is a good example for anybody who doesn't like traditional social interaction.
That's super ego possession.
Soph has made the advancement Stone Age.
Yeah.
It's like entirely super ego. He's like, he's constantly like, yeah, that's like ultimate stage of ego death.
Mm-hmm.
There's only super ego and id, so mm-hmm. he fluctuates between we have to help the poor and we have to solve this problem here and do all these things to help the poor people. And from that to fucking murdering women.
Yeah.
And hobos. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It comes from the same place. You cock.
Also,
you piece of fuck.
What?
I'm getting fucking raped by a skeleton.
Oh, fuck, I just fucked up. Well, yeah. I think that's,
Soph has made the advancement getting upgrade.
The only good movie ever directed by a female. But, you didn't hear me say that. Anyways,
it's okay, you're a girl, you can say that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you say that stuff, you're in hot water, fella. Buddy. What do you think you're talking about? Dude.
That's, like, not okay to say, dude.
Wasn't there a ravine over there? Fuck this. That's the problem with shelling yourself out too much. Is maybe you just lose yourself entirely and then you go kill some people. Where was the ravine? I'm quite directionally challenged.
Yeah, she is. I think it's like kind of the women can't drive meme.
Yeah.
That is entirely real. Women have terrible spatial IQs.
I think, well, at least my, and I wouldn't say it's absurd to make that generalization for all women, but I have high verbal intelligence, and like I can do well in school. My spatial intelligence is my lowest. I am literally I will go down the street and make one turn and like to go to some bathroom or something at a restaurant, and I won't know how to get back because I'm just so fucking stupid. And that applies to Minecraft as well. So get ready for that in future installments of the Kabbalah special. Do you know where the ravine is? I guess I can look on the map.
I'm in one right now.
Oh, true.
You don't look at the map? What are you, dumb?
Yes.
Well.
What are you, dumb? You didn't know I'm dumb?
Man, you just got me right now. Anywho. I think generally people have the idea, like, everybody thinks shit like we do, but they know. They know not to say it?
Mm-hmm.
We don't care.
We iterate ideas. Despite
it's a
whatever.
Gen Z thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's a Gen Z quality.
Yeah.
But we simply refuse. We get angry at the thought, like, oh man, I shouldn't say that. And then another part of our mind goes, what the fuck do you mean you shouldn't say that, you pussy? Mm-hmm. Say it.
Yeah.
You thought it. Are you going to lie to them like you didn't thought it, like you're a good person?
Mm-hmm.
You thought it, dude. You're already bad for thinking it. So just say it. And that's, you know, that's how we think.
I think a lot of things can be chalked up to the internet, effects that people wouldn't really foresee. That's one of them. When you grow up on the internet, it's a lot of people you watch that put their entire lives on display, even the uncomfortable parts, and, sort of trains you to be, like, more honest about that shit. But at the same time, you have, like, women who are, people who curate their, social media accounts so meticulously to be like, look at my perfect life.
I'm a good person. I'm Shane Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what happened.
It never works. Whenever you try to be that goody two-shoes all the time, it never works. At one point, somebody's going to say that you fucked a cat. You're never going to escape it.
There's like,
so it's futile to try.
I'm going to tentatively say that once in a fucking blue moon, there is one, like, review bra who gets, like, who manages to stay on everyone's good terms.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe even his days are counted.
Yeah. Every
I wouldn't be surprised.
They have a way to there's certain people who have a really good way of like fucking up people's careers. I'm not going to use the vocabulary of subverting cuz that's going to send the wrong message.
Oh my god.
But they have a really good way of fucking with people's careers and they spend all day just scouring the archives.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, not too. And this is a prophecy. I have good intuitions. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Someone's gonna write an article saying Review Brat isn't good because it's because he has kind of a traditional aesthetic. So someone's gonna point it out that one of the reasons that people like Review Brat so much is that he revitalizes that sort of patriarchal, like 1940s bad
mm-hmm.
aesthetic. I do think that's gonna happen eventually. Review Brat, YouTube sweetheart, is whose fame is motivated by, you know, patriarchal fascist. They're gonna word it in a really gay way that I can't mm-hmm. even reproduce.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that.
Like the kind of way that you went to 10 years for fucking psychology.
Oh man, I recently argued about Islam with a guy who graduated, I think, in social studies.
Nice.
And he told me that I was an ignorant. I was all wrong about Islam, and it's not the most aggressive. It's way less aggressive than Christianity.
Oh, it's not like you like half the religious wars are. You know what? Wasn't that the statistic or the historical analysis?
Yeah, all war, like there, I think it's 7% of all wars have been religious, and 4% of that, I mean, and out of that, those seven, 4% of it was Islam. And the other 3% are just assorted of all religions.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so half was Islam.
Yeah.
But it's not the most aggressive.
More than half, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it all wrong, and, it's weird, because I was getting told, like...
Yeah, you got any food?
Hmm? Oh, I'm making a fish right now, and I'm not hungry. You want it?
Sure.
All right, come get it. I'm in a ravine. I'm tight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm safe down here. Anyway, I said, yeah, but, like, I'm not going to even get into the... Because I was unprepared. I had nothing on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, yeah, but, like, treat it on the books. Christianity tells you to be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And roughly, Islam tells you to be like Muhammad. Muhammad was a fucking warlord.
Yes.
Who raped a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, Jesus was the Messiah and Muhammad was just a prophet, so you're not supposed to be like him.
Oh, hey, it's not like...
Go listen to Muslims.
Go listen to Muslims. Look, Sunni Islam. Oh, shit. Kai, the guy in the chat. Yo, found you from your appearance on The Dick Show. I like the cut of your jib. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Sophia, it's not a good idea to put fucking wooden planks next to lava. These are going to burn.
True. I'm retarded. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It's not like 90% of the world's Muslims are, what is it, Sunni? And according to Sunnis, Muhammad is the guy that they follow. They mirror their lives after Muhammad. So, no, the guy was telling you some bullshit.
But you can't really argue with people who have been through like fucking. They're not. It's not a real. You know. It's not. They're not graduated in history.
Mm-hmm.
They're graduated in like social studies.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Which is just code, heavy code for brainwashing time.
And I said like, look, if it was white Muslims, I'd dislike them just as much.
Yeah.
And I said, racism isn't just about race. You can be.
And then, oh my god! Racism isn't just racist. About race.
And he said I was racist. I was like, well, no, it doesn't matter. They're a race. If you fucking want to be like Muhammad, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
Destiny isn't a fucking Middle Easterner. He's still trying to normalize pedophilia. I'm not a big fan of him.
The Drift King 234. Hey, so if I'm not even a supporter on Patreon, I'm watching the shit, Lamout. Yeah, that's the downside with unlisted shit. The problem is, like, there's other services for it, but they cost way too much money for a Jew like me, so I'm not gonna spend money on that shit. But the point is that it's mostly exclusive to Patreons, and they hopefully get to, talk to me directly. Where was your little stairwell up back to the surface?
That's a good question.
Out of the anus?
Here.
Alright, thank you.
Anyway, the guy was saying, racism isn't just about race. I'm actually a graduate in social studies, and I'm not gonna bother.
Well,
it's too much to unpack right now.
It's too much to unpack right now. I am. That's how somebody's smart. Fuck. Shit, man. Victor cut out. That's a problem. I just need to get into a house first. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Big house left the game.
Did I get DC?
Shit. I got DC. Yeah, you did. You're welcome.
I want to kill your dad.
I don't think it's my dad's fault. I think it's Xfinity's fault.
He's a hill dog. I want to kill him.
Big house joined the game.
Good reason. We got any comments on Patreon while I...
I don't want to kill him, but I do want to give a big slap on his bald head. Make him go whap. That'll be an echo through the halls. There we go. It's working proper now.
Oh, somebody joined for this shit. Oh, chicken man. Kabbalah.
You're watching the Kabbalah special. Derive maximum.
Yes, you are. Enjoyment. Fuck, this is so based.
How many watches we got?
Only like 11. It's really nice and comfy.
Yeah, dude.
I don't, you know, I really don't mind, like, personally. I think that's amazing. $5 pledged by Brittany Venti, based.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, man.
Shit. Fuck. Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 12 people watching. Lex and Co, Lex and Co. Hi there. Hello, man. Thanks for tuning in to the Kabbalah special. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. On Sunday, I'm going to be on Brittany Venti's channel. We're going to do a live. I'm going to answer. I'm going to ask her some questions. She's going to ask me some questions. It's going to be amazing. The two best women on the internet, I think. That's what we could say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I don't think there's like, I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but there's not many cool females in general. But especially on the internet, there's not many that like say the shit that we do. It's mostly just like beauty YouTubers and makeup channels. So
technically, you're MTF.
I mean, I have a extremely male temperament, which is easy to notice.
Alright, you got food? I'm dying down here.
Yeah, I don't have any food.
Oh, I'm gonna die right now. There's two fucking zombies here and it's lagging the fuck
Big
out.
Big House has made the advancement Monster Hunter.
Well, you got one at least. Alright.
I'm gonna eat the shit out of these zombie skins. Zombie flesh.
There's no, like, food ever on hard mode.
Yeah.
Let's see what people be saying on
right now?
Twitter. I can't tell, but it tells me on Patreon that she pledged. So if she's here,
amazing.
God bless you.
I want her to watch so I can show myself as an editor already. Do a fucking Octoroon like duo. Octoroon content duet.
That's true. Oh, somebody's banging on my fucking door. It's the IRS. 100% taxes. Fucking time zones. It's 2 a.m. here. Well, I appreciate your kindness in tuning in to the first edition. Hope it was well worth your money.
Yeah, and there's going to be a new side order coming out.
Oh, yeah. So. Probably tomorrow. Doesn't take much to edit it, so... Oh, fuck. Alright, I gotta go to my house. I'm not sure where I put it, though. Nice one.
Well, it's adjacent to the village. Not that hard.
Yeah, I am. There
keep
we go.
Keep your eyes peeled on a map, man.
Yeah. There we go. I did that retardedly. Oh, shit. Hi, thanks for the mention. Sorry, not got good signal and it's early morning here, so really need to head to bed. P.S. We love watching your videos. We think your attitude to the world. Fuck. Ups. Spot on. Fuck UPS or fuck ups? I don't know.
Fuck UPS. Fuck them, actually. That's right.
The left lies with the ease with which you breathe.
I think that's... Wait. Did I say that? Did I come up with that expression? Or did I fucking listen to it somewhere and I think I made it because I'm...
Oh, what the fuck is going on my phone? Jesus Christ. Oh, Brittany retweeted the Kabbalah special. Holy mother of based.
Brittany, if you are listening to this right now.
Oh my God. Somebody, some Destiny fag is tweeting the Muslim tirade at me again.
Oh, who cares? What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Someone fucking tweeted shit, the Muslim tirade shit at me again. Anyways.
No. I mean, I didn't hear it.
What?
I didn't hear it.
What, Brittany Venti retweeted me.
You're not catching the hint. The Muslim shit.
Oh.
That's not it. That's not even, that doesn't exist. That's all fake. Anyway, Brittany, if you're listening to this right now,
yes.
Us blacks gotta stick together. Let's put money in black business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm gonna do a great job. If you ever seen that as the plan, I did great stuff there. And I love to work for your brand. I do a great job.
Okay. I was gonna say something, I already forgot. Got 15 watchers, amazing. Can't believe it. Why am I so blessed? It's not supposed to be like this.
How many people?
15.
Oh, dude, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's nice, comfy. Let's make some iron shit.
Soph has made the advancement acquire hardware.
I think some people might not get the blood joke. Fuck. Because they don't know what I am. I'm essentially like Brittany Venti, but I appear less.
What the fuck? Keep notifying me, I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna feed you some soup.
Well, if anybody watched the last side order, they saw me at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Soph has made the advancement
soup. It was at the beginning.
Oh, it was at the beginning?
My,
Nice little shock there.
My human swastika picture got taken down off the Instagram, which is bullshit.
Are you serious?
That's yeah. Ridiculous. It's like the third time they've taken something down because it was offensive or something. Oh my God, you pussies. It's just a joke. It's funny. This content
that's,
may
that's
be...
That's why we say shit like that, because fascism and Nazism are funny to us. They're
yeah.
Jokes.
But, nah, that's sauce. We're hateful.
We just hate.
Oh, I got some messages to read off.
Oh, dude. Awesome.
Why did it take so long to make a Patreon? I didn't want to make a Patreon.
Because has made the advancement acquire hardware.
If it was just for money purposes. Because
has made the advancement, isn't it, Iron Pick?
Because YouTube used to monetize me. As 800K subs is surprised at 15 viewers. Well,
yeah,
it's because it's a Patreon exclusive thing. It's not many people on Patreon yet, so. Doesn't it feel weird but nice to have a small group watching while having 800K subs? Yeah, it's less chaotic, like. And I hope it's nice for you because you can ask me directly. Love your content, Sophie. Make me proud to be a Zoomer. I hope that I can increase Zoomer pride, Zoomer spirit. It's like holding a rally at your school. Except it's actually successful.
Generation Z is probably the best generation since the greatest generation.
Yeah. Well, hell yeah.
I wouldn't be very surprised. Because, like, in my classroom, like, it's of all... There seems, especially in 4chan, there seems to be some suspicion that it's just white male kids from Gen Z that are based. I challenge that. Because in my classroom, most of the kids supported Bolsonaro.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's based. Holy shit. I don't think I'm gonna find any food in the desert. This is retarded.
Even the girls were...
That's crazy.
Even the girls liked him. So, I do have faith. And they all, say racist, sexist jokes, and everybody's fine with it. They have fun. They smile. They're genuine human beings with each other.
That's
good. Generation Z is a pack of beautiful people.
Yeah, they don't care.
Fucking make a good world.
You're gonna have to massacre us if you want us to be fucking.
You better start building those fucking the camps. You better start building the fucking the
FEMA what's camps.
It's not FEMA camps. I'm thinking about the Russian camps that they blamed on the people that didn't do it.
Throw you in a goddamn gulag.
Fucking yeah! Start building the gulags.
Yeah.
The gulag. Yeah, it's not the Russians' fault. It's the fucking farmers' fault for owning things.
Yeah, but Gen Z is definitely not like millennials. But people expect us to be, so they get all fucking pissed off when we say honest shit. Anything. This was a point in the side order. When you say authentic things that you actually mean, that were like, or were a true expression of some emotion, they hate it. Well, as long as it's not, you know, as long as it's like offensive to normal society.
Yeah. If you say shit like, you know, I get horny looking at kids, they have no problem with it.
Oh yeah.
And it's fine.
Then they gotta have sympathy for you, cause you're just a poor mentally ill person.
Yeah, you're it's not your fault. Whatever they say.
All right, let me.
Problem with using using pronouns like that, because everybody automatically presumes things. You say they, you.
Yeah. There's like, automatically some symbols around.
Because you're used to it. You're used to seeing it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Pinko stuff, when they start talking about the 1%, it's very easy to fucking make it that.
Mm-hmm. I meant the fuck-ups in the world, but I think fuck UPS sounds like a good take on it, too. Your views on everything seem just like what I think. I'm mentally fucked up, but who isn't nowadays?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who are you playing with? Vapora Boy. Yeah. Thanks for, Daniel Hooch for answering that guy. I guess... Just search
not editor, by the way.
Yeah. Not editor. I edit my own fucking videos, you goddamn retards. But
goes in the writing department.
Yeah, we function like any other comedy group would, and we essentially just sit on a call and just think up shit and then write it. So he said Vapo Rum again. All right, we got food.
I got a bread and a carrot. I'm gonna run out soon.
That's retarded. I'm stupid.
I'm living on like Ramadan levels of food.
So what's the game plan? Are we gonna collaborate here or?
I think we should make separate houses.
That's true. Know. I already have my own house anyway. So.
Cause like even though the machines are fast, like split, like using the same machine.
Soft has made the advancement, mm-hmm. isn't it? Iron pick.
We're gonna be doing too much stuff.
Yeah.
So it's better to just make our own stuff.
Hmm.
The plan is Elijah Muhammad exterminate all the whites.
Yes. Of course.
You can say that. You can say that and nobody cares.
Oh yeah, nobody cares. If you hate Catholics or if you want to kill white people and say, there's too many white people, we need more diversity. That's fine.
Then it's no problem. No one's ever gonna call you.
If you say all Catholic priests are rapists, nobody cares. But
Which has an explanation that I love. And that people in general don't love, which is that they're gay. Because it's not little girls getting touched, it's only little boys. So what?
People.
And not just little boys, so just boys in general. So what do you think about that?
People don't really.
Of pedophiles were also gay?
These are dangerous things to throw out there.
I think you can say that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Well, people are.
You can't say anything about Muslims.
People are surprised when you tell them about like the statistics of how many partners the average like homosexual person has. They're like, what? No, that's nah. You're just being homophobic, dude. Nah, they have like what 1,000 sexual partners? What are you talking about?
I think that it's more okay to say this sort of stuff about gay people, because gay people don't actually pose a threat to civilization. So they don't care. They care about when you point out that something is destroying civilization, because then, you know, you're messing with their interests.
Yeah. Well, and I'm fucking bisexual, so it doesn't sound. My God, man.
Even saying that leaves a bad taste.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm reluctant to say that. I almost brought it up on the Ralph retort because some people had apprehensions about me saying the word faggot, but I decided, I didn't even need to bring it up to justify my use of that word. Because it doesn't matter if you're, like, if you're gay or not. It's just a fucking word.
That's what the what Gavin says. Nobody cares. And yeah. Whenever you think about saying that, oh, I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that comes to your mind is, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares?
Doesn't matter.
Jesus, man. Anyway. Let's bring the spirits down. Because this is supposed to be a cozy stream. We're supposed to get like this. Well, you what 20 people? Less, a little less than 20 people here. Hmm. They're all peaceful. They all love. It's just love. It's just love and happiness.
It's nice. I have dissociative identity disorder. Have you heard of it? I have not. Sounds spooky.
I have heard something about it.
Hmm.
Dissociative identity disorder.
So if you said you no longer grovel in your bed thanks to religion or what, could you elaborate? Yeah, it's partly that. It was a lot of Jordan Peterson lectures I watched, which is going to sound kind of like I'm memeing, but seriously, like, shit in the Bible, to claim that it gives you false meaning, I don't think that's correct. I think, you read it, you listen to it, and you're like, it's a lot of things that are extremely, extremely correct. And it just gives you a sense of wanting to excel. I mean, of course, paired with other changes in my life, I stopped. I made some dietary restrictions. I stopped eating sugar, and I sort of put myself on a self-improvement program. Did you know that self-improvement is now considered fascist and Nazi?
I mean, that's right too. White people are not supposed to be improving themselves.
Yeah. They actually said that. They paired that in, like, toxic self-improvement is now paired with, like, pole people. So if you like to improve yourself and become a valuable member to society, you're actually just a crypto-Nazi, and the IRS is going to show up your house soon. You don't need to justify yourself to anyone. Nobody should have to. There you go.
Gotta watch what I do. You don't gotta watch what you do. That's the best thing I heard today by Sam Hyde. You don't gotta watch what you do.
That does not sound religious at all. Well, I don't know what you want me to say, dude. I'm just speaking.
How does that not sound religious?
I'm just speaking the truth. It's some sort of effect that the Bible had on me reading it. Just a sense of hope. It's part of what white pilled me. I don't know what other way to put it, really. Oh shit.
It's kind of an unshakable feeling that the world is full of shit. So if you don't have a belief in you that you can correct that somehow, or at least strive to correct it, then you just mm-hmm. want to kill yourself all the time.
Yeah.
But if you can, then it's like, well, at least I can do something about it.
Yeah.
So you're not an invalid, you know, stuck in bed.
You also have to think that the world is worth correcting, and that was part of a problem in people I've seen that are nihilistic. Self-improvement was a big deal in the Hitler Youth. Huh. Well. You're not wrong. They have this really shitty logic where they, because, like, for example, the Hitler Youth did self-improvement, that makes self-improvement a bad thing. I think that the Bible is one of the worst choices. There are much better books for self-improvement. Well, it certainly guided me morally. Like, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, almost 2,000 years old. How old is the fucking Bible?
Hello old?
How old? Nah, I think Why do you think the Bible is the worst? What exactly is the justification by that behind that? Oh, silver.
It's not technically a self-improvement book, but yeah, you can be like really smart about how to fucking be fit and eat right, but when you ask yourself like why should I do that? Why should I give a fuck about my body at all?
Yeah, that's the problem with some of those books. I read some of them, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand how to get better now, but why the fuck should I even care? Like that was my problem. Like, oh, it's all space dust, dude. It doesn't even fucking matter. But the Bible was sort of a thing where it's like, it's more than space dust. Like, humans are 5D. They have consciousness. They're more than just animals. It means something. Yeah. Bible is too abstract, and there's tons of poetic bullshit. What do you mean?
Say bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no... Oh, shit! Hell yeah.
DID is a mental health condition caused by childhood trauma. My childhood trauma started about the age of 2, maybe younger, but didn't stop till I was in my mid-20s. Shit, man, that sucks. Oh, fuck. Ecclesiastes? How the fuck do I say that? Is great. Yeah. But those first books are just meh. I don't think the Bible's too abstract. I mean, if you actually analyze it, put it in our language, it's not too out there.
I haven't read the Bible. I know a little bit about it, and I'd say it's fucking great. A little bit that I know about. Just a little bit has already like enhanced my perception and understanding of consciousness like immensely.
Ecclesiastes. I got that asties.
Ecclesiastes.
I'm not getting anything here. I'm trying to grasp the concept of that hope you gained, you know? It's hard to articulate it because I think you actually have to listen to those lectures and read the book. I never, I was an atheist before because I didn't even look into the Bible. I just thought of that stereotype of Christianity where it's like, huh, you stupid rednecks, you believe in some guy in the sky? What are you, retarded? So I never even gave it a chance. But it's a lot more than that, than just fucking the 115 IQ atheist perspective of it. As tits. There's a lot of bad publicity on DID with films like Split and Glass. They make us out to be literal kidnapping, murdering monsters, but we're more likely to hurt ourselves than others. Yeah, I think that's just how films are. Different things work for different people. Whatever it takes to improve yourself.
Dude, lift. You should probably start lifting.
Me?
No, not you. The guy with the ID.
Just like I hit bedrock and got fucking nothing.
I know of directly of two guys who had mental issues like that, who their problems got lessened a lot after they started lifting. I suppose it's just the classic, you know, Greek philosopher shit that like. A lot of your problems aren't just... Your brain is not a separate entity from your body. Your brain depends on your body to work properly. And if your body is a piece of shit, your brain is not going to be working very well.
Oh, yeah. Like, I stopped eating sugar, and that was half of the problem went away.
Oh, man.
That shit is poison! I was waking up and not wanting... I was waking up and feeling like dying. I couldn't get out of my bed. It was so much pain and dreadfulness.
Thankfully, I'm one of those people who has the metabolism and brain of a robot, and I just fucking work, nevertheless. You know, I eat shit, I don't exercise, and I still work properly. But Sophia had like she if she eats sugar, she gets depressed within like what a like hours a day.
Yeah. So are you full on Christian slash religious, or did you just get something out of reading the Bible? I'm not full on Christian. I don't go to church, but I did definitely get something out of reading the Bible, and I would be skepticism. I would be skeptical of classical atheism. Basically the same tactic the media uses towards the right. I find it hard to believe in a God, but I think that Christianity has some good lessons to be learned. Yeah. There's a book one of my alters is reading called The Disappearance of the Universe. It's extremely interesting from what he tells me.
Interesting. Well, I'm already prejudiced because one of Michel Foucault's things is called The Disappearance of Man. It's a postmodern
thing. Yeah. We're not
but it's probably,
too...
It's probably not related. I'm probably retarded.
We're not too,
keen.
Fond of postmodern philosophy.
Well, the main thing about Christianity is just that you need meaning in order to live, and you need meaning in order to live in a way that is worth living. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you won't care. And to say that life has inherent meaning is already a religious claim. So the presupposition is that you need a metaphysical framework of reference. So what will be your framework of reference? And I don't think anything beats Christianity. Catholicism mm-hmm. is.
I mean, it resulted in a lot of success.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Across Europe.
Dude, if it wasn't for European Catholicism, we would be all eating shit right now. I don't go to church. I do consider myself Catholic. I don't go to church. But I do consider myself a Catholic. And I think it's the best thing. Nothing impedes.
How do you distinguish the good lessons from the bad ones?
What bad ones?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Are there any bad lessons? I mean, people are skeptical of the homosexuality shit, but I wouldn't... Just from, I don't want to say personal experience, but, like I'm... I don't want to say it again. But, yeah, I'm...
This is a thing that
I've had personal introspection with that, and I have a natural, and this is like I grew up with no stigma around homosexuality, so I always thought that shit in the Bible about it was just like weird bigoted like old people stuff, but like nowadays I'm getting more averse to it and more like naturally repelled by it, and I don't think that has to do with social stigma. I think they're just based on the rates of mental illness and the how many sexual partners the average homosexual has or stuff like pedophilia, and there's like such a high percentage of domestic abuse and lesbian relationships. There's all these weird factors. I'd be skeptical of how openly we should accept all this baggage that comes along with it. I'm not suggesting like conversion therapy, but you know, I'm not too fond of all the gay pride shit where you're shoving your people's dicks in little children's faces as they walk by.
Well, I don't know anything about conversion therapy shit, but I do know that sexuality is not what is it called? The thing sexuality is something that is flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that it isn't is silly. There's overwhelming amounts of evidence that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you start watching porn, and 20 years later, you're fucking watching people...
Dude.
Taking shits on other people's chests. Like, just go on R9K. Go on to these places where people are jacking off all day, and you're gonna get into weird shit. So it's not something that's set in stone. You're not born as a baby wanting to play with scat in a sexual way. That's all I'm saying.
Like, as things get, like... At some point, things get way too specific for it to be something that your brain naturally produced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's definitely an element of nurture. It's not just nature. But beyond that, people all the time, they say, like, oh, look at all the bad stuff that happened in the Old Testament. Do you support this? Listen, a lot of the stuff that God does in the Old Testament, it's not supposed to be taken literally. If you're a Bible literalist, you're being silly, because that's not the fucking point of it. And a lot of it is the word I'm looking for is not metaphorical, but you could say, yeah, metaphorical. It's not supposed to be a literal behavior pattern you should follow. And they solve their problem with the New Testament. And yet you're not going to find any fucking passage in the New Testament where Jesus stones a gay or anything like that. Jesus steps in and, keeps a whore from being stoned in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
If you think any of that stuff is questionable,
there's more stuff in the chat. Usually if it involves restricting people, it's a bad one. Like, the lessons? I don't think so. It's not good to be animalistic. It's not good to just follow every instinct your body gives you, because you're more than just an animal. Obvious exceptions like murder, yeah. God was a monster, but Jesus was a pretty cool dude.
Depends what you mean by monster.
Yeah. Because he lets bad things happen? Well, people are the responsible for the bad things happening.
The Old Testament God is very representative of nature. You know, what happens when you do things that are not, you know, moral is that you get struck down by nature. It's not an old man in the sky smiting you with his rod. It's you get fucking destroyed by nature. That's what it's not supposed to be taken as literally. God comes down and smites you with a rod. It's nature. Nature does that to you. And God is just the embodiment of existence itself, the universe.
I'd rather believe in the Bible and that life has purpose than believe that we're just here by accident. Yeah, because those sorts of thoughts are what lead to you killing yourself. That's not a good thing. So I think that's a... Not just for that reason, but I think that is an incorrect framework to go by. I'd rather believe the arguments. I think I need to quit sugar too, though. I've lost 4 stone in about 2 years. Good one. Keto, that's boy. Sweet. What did Victor just say? If it weren't for Christianity?
If it weren't for European Catholicism.
Ooh, redstone.
I mean that very specifically.
About religion, not literally the universe disappearing, about the Bible and what God really is and what Jesus' lessons really meant. Yeah.
Oh man, that's cool.
My God, these people are so retarded. Yeah, oh, take everything for literal in the Bible. It's not as if it's actually just an archetypal story to get a point across or anything. That'd be absurd.
That one called them retarded. It's especially stuff in the Old Testament. When you aren't smart and you do things that aren't good, the consequences are not going to be sophisticated and civilized. You will be punished by the universe itself, and it won't be pretty. And that's iterated in God form. As in, the consequence of your actions, they're not random, they're meaningful. That's why God does it. It's not just this happens.
Oh, I should continue down here.
God smites you.
Numbers 15:3R is a pretty bad lesson from Bible. I don't know what it says, so. Well, 15:3:35, I guess. Oy vey, quit being so homophobic. You're a sentence of 50 hours of sensitivity training. Jesus, be careful.
Be careful.
I've met scat happy babies. Yeah, yeah. How do you know what to take literally and what not? It's quite simple. I don't want to keep fucking racking on people's intelligence, but...
How do you figure out what's literal?
If it sounds like a mythological story, then... Yeah, it probably
what
is.
Do you mean, what do you mean literal? Like, it actually happened?
Mm-hmm. Or that you should actually do it. Like, what's the...
Because a lot, like, all of it probably actually happened. And what's written is the human reading of it, the religious interpretation of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by literal? It doesn't mean literally God. At no point, God literally comes down and smites people with a rod.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff is literal.
Fuck, no.
Soft tried to swim in lava.
I'm retarded. I'm straight retarded. Okay, anyways, use your noodle. Gays are like marijuana. Allowing it is not the same as spreading it in mass. Dude, European Catholicism. Dude, European Catholicism fucked up the whole Europe. How? I'm going to head off, but before I go, I have a question. Why'd you decide to change your name from LT Corpus to Soph? I never thought I'd have a chance to ask Lamau. Thanks for the good content. LT Corpus is just a retarded name. It just sounds gay. So why do we have the whole concept of God? Why not put nature in there in the first place?
Because nature implies it implies meaninglessness, as if it was random.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't
account for... Because it's only material.
Yeah.
Fucking snake.
Okay, nature does that. Like, why should I care about nature? Because you are in a relationship with nature. You are engaged to it in a meaningful way. You should care about nature because it concerns you. And if you just call it, hey, this is just a causality link and nothing actually means anything, you go like, okay, why should I care that I'm gonna die if I have gay sex with an ape? Why should I care if I what should I care if I die if I fucking eat rotten food? Why should I care? Well, because there is meaning to nature, and that's, you know. It's because nature, the way humans perceive it... Wait, Sophia, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nature, the way humans perceive it, it's not just nature. Consciousness is a cosmic constituent. So what happens is your consciousness comes into contact with the material world, and it creates... And it's responsible for the creation of reality as you know it. It's not like nature is something separate. It's directly related to your consciousness. So it's not like material world and then us. We're directly connected to it. It's not a separate meaningless thing. Yeah, when it's us, we don't think this is a random occurrence. We think, oh, this has a meaning. We should probably be paying attention to it.
No, what moral lessons we should take literally? I think, well, all the moral lessons are. What do you mean by that exactly?
What do you mean by literal? I don't know what you mean by literal.
Do you mean that we should learn from the moral lessons, or that we should do exactly
what? Like coincidence.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah,
just ignore the story. All of it is supposed to be taken seriously.
Yeah. None of it is just filler. It's all very meaningful.
Naruto, man.
Because it let rot every text from ancient Greece, like Epicurus.
Isn't Epicureanism fucking the eating fish and bread shit?
I don't know about
that, but... I don't know about that, but I sure do know that if it weren't for European Catholicism, Europe would be speaking fucking Arab right now.
Well, that's something, definitely. Dirt is nature. Nature is not random. It's a chain of effects.
Well, what makes you think you see nature? You see your consciousness, the iteration of nature that your consciousness produces. You don't actually see nature. You don't see molecules. You're interacting with human reality. You're not interacting with nature as a separate entity, because you can't actually, you know, interact with it. Because you're a human. You're not post-human.
Apparently that's not Epicureanism. Well, I guess, tell us what it is. No, I was talking about the book, The Disappearance of the Universe, is about God and Jesus, but other religions too. Do you know lava is hot? So I accidentally fucking clicked W and went in it. But I appreciate the jab at my intellect. By the way, thanks for setting up the Patreon. Wanted to support you for a long time. Thanks for making that possible. Well, thanks for supporting me. If someone sees a god bleed, they stop believing in God.
That's a good sentence, man. Thank you for that. That's good.
Prove that consciousness is a cosmic thing.
What do you mean a cosmic thing?
Is that relevant?
It's real. Do you not believe it's a real thing. It's in the cosmos. Insofar as we're part of it. And without it, there will be no perception of the cosmos at all. So.
It's like,
what do you mean, cosmic thing?
It's all construct, man. So that's a really good way to think. It's going to get you a lot of places.
It's it's
in
a
university.
It's a construct of it's a construct of consciousness, and consciousness is a serious thing.
My issue... wait. If we didn't have the nature, there wouldn't be humankind.
Yeah, if oh yeah, but the same goes in the opposite direction. If it weren't for humans, there would be no conceptualization of nature at all.
Mm-hmm.
Without consciousness, there is no conceptualization of nature.
My issue was them burning the Library of Alexandria.
Who did that? Does the Catholic Church do that? That sucks.
I beg you guys, read about Stoicism and Epicureanism. Well, we've certainly read about Stoicism. We think it's cool.
Yeah.
Have not read about Epicureanism. Determinism.
I think Epicureanism has something to do with eating bread and fish and not anymore. It's like, don't seek happiness.
He's saying that's not what it's about.
I know, but it's like, that's a manifestation of it. It's something about like, it's anti-hedonism, essentially.
Oh, well, yeah. If it's anti-hedonism, I'm certainly for it. Determinism is ass cancer. All choice is illusion. Is that what that's about?
All choice is illusion? You don't believe in free will? Dude, get help. I want to be demeaning, but
if you,
that's no good way to think about it.
If you don't believe in free will, then why are you talking to me right now? Well, I'm not saying that
all choice is illusion? I don't know, man. I think you're pretending to not be human.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't play around with that very much.
Old philosophies were lost thanks to Christianity.
I'm not sure about that, because Thomas Aquinas essentially fucking reupholstered Aristoteles? I don't know how to say his name in English, only in Portuguese. And Saint Augustine, I think that was the name, reupholstered Plato. So I don't think Catholics are bad with old philosophy. I think they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You said something that consciousness is cosmic something. I don't think so. You said that Christianity defended Europe against Arabs. Well, any society would do that. No, not really.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, right.
Secularism is doing a great job right now at it, right?
Yeah, New Zealand, the fucking prime minister is wearing hijab. We're doing really good at fending off the Arabs. Anybody would fend them off. Yeah. That is a lie.
Britain is mainly Protestant. And see how well London. Go to London and look around.
Welcome refugees. We're going to welcome all the Muslims in because Jesus said something. Look at modern Europe. Yeah, that was my point. Sounds pretty Islamophobic of you, Daniel. I mean, any society would defend itself against some invaders, literally. No. No, it wouldn't. Look at New Zealand. Look at Europe. Look at the UK right now. They're literally taking it up the ass from Muslims. If you haven't read about Rotherham, essentially what happened is some Muslims ran from some child rape gangs for decades, and when the children would go to CPS, the CPS agents would say, you want to go get some McDonald's with me? Also, I'm not going to talk to the cops about this. Or they would go to the cops, and the cops would do nothing. And when the Muslims were caught, they would get 6 months in prison. Yeah.
Let's try not to turn this into a black hole stream.
Sweden has a policy about not mentioning that the perpetrator was Muslim, but yeah. But that's essentially the point. I'm not sure. Some could say that modern Western countries are being suicidal with all these immigrants. Yeah, exactly. Arabs liked Aristotle, so they preserved it.
Aristotle.
Yeah, his name is Aristotle, but the spelling is weird. This person, because Muslims came here with weapons. Sorry, I chose wrong words. But an argument could be made that these immigrations are being induced by a small tribe. Be careful, man. Oh, they're gonna fucking God. Clip me saying this shit. Anyone but all the ones that no longer exist? What? Any medieval society would defend itself against foreign folks. Oh, so you're shifting the goalposts.
Not really.
But
not really, man. Not necessarily.
Up the ass, sideways as well. Defending something that lasts is the distinction, not just the physical. Literally invaders with weapons, these guys are just figuratively invaders, because 90% of them don't come here to conquer the Europe. You sure about that?
Yeah. Listen. Listen to them speak.
What do they call it? Land at war?
They call it land at war. They call all non-Muslim land is land at war. I'd be hesitant to say that they are not interested in conquering it. Why do you think they're trying to establish Sharia?
Did you not see the protests trying to establish Sharia shit in the UK? Like, good God, man. How much is enough for you to say, maybe this people are not really looking out for my best interests? But that's weird. That's racist stuff. Can't even fucking see anything.
Anyway. I don't think that without Catholicism that Europe would have fended well against. If it were up to the pagans, they would have been in a worse situation. I'm not sure they would have lost completely, but if it were up to the pagans, the Muslims would be larger than they were after Catholicism.
Okay. Now we're gonna have a fucking whole debate about radical Islam. Let's go. Okay.
Are we?
I guess so. I really think you may appreciate the book, The Disappearance of the Universe by Gary R. Renard. You may or may not read either way. The UK PM and MPS literally screwing their own people at the moment. That is correct. Black pills are weird topics. It all depends on how you process them. Personally, after New Zealand, any black pills are automatically converted to rage pills. That's good. You gotta, when you get angry about that shit, don't let it make you feel despair. You have to convert it to rage, and you have to convert that rage to point it at yourself so you can improve yourself. Did you listen to all of them? Do all of them call it a war? No, a lot of them just come here to have free stuff. You sure about that? Because 70% of the world's Muslims support Sharia law, and, you know, if you know anything about Sharia law, you'll know, that sounds like a radical to me. The whole premise of the Muslim religion is to spread it by any way possible. That's true.
That's jihad, my friend. You ever heard that? I was fucking learning about jihad in geography class today.
I did see it, but that's just a fraction. A fucked up fraction, a powerful one, but just a fraction. The majority does the work without even knowing it. What do you mean?
I don't care that they don't know.
Yeah.
Why should I give a shit?
Their actions are the only thing that really matters.
They're responsible for their actions, man. They think about it. They choose to do it.
Yeah. Were Greeks pagans? Was Rome pagan?
Yeah. Yes. And they fell. And, yeah, man. That's, some St. Augustine said that the fault of Rome falling was of paganism, not Christianity. And I do agree with that. I don't think paganism is very good.
There we go. It's not a literal invasion when the silent majority does not even know that they're conquering the Europe. But it doesn't matter if they know that they're doing it or not, and it doesn't matter if it's literal or official invasion, it's still happening, the actions are still going on, it doesn't matter if they don't know that it's bad, or they don't know that that's the cause.
And they are being forced assimilation through the government.
I thought Rome and Greece had their own religion with their proper gods, yeah.
Yeah, but they were polytheistic pagans.
Mm-hmm. All right, time to start from over again. Bad. Don't really mind. Have you messaged Faith?
Oh shit, I did message her earlier. She's gonna reply. Hey. Hmm.
Probably setting up the computer. If you don't know, this series is gonna feature Faith as well, who is a fellow female gamer, now a gamer, female turned gamer. So, but jihad can simply mean trying really hard to meet your sales quota.
Oh my god.
It's still invasion, culture and militarily. Yeah, that's the point. I don't mind having people moving into the country, but you walk into most towns or cities, you barely hear English anymore. And this whole Brexit thing is just political parties ripping the other side. I think it's their last chance to not get raped like the rest of the territory.
No, I disagree with that. I think it's their last chance to not... I think it's their last chance to not do something really ugly to Muslims.
Oh, yeah. It's as you said.
It will snap back at some point.
Yeah, like little
back well with Brexit, or it can snap back ugly.
Little Hitlers like, are going to start popping up. Like it's people are going back. To protest. It's not a.
Brexit is a last chance at peaceful fixing the problem.
Soft has made the advancement the CD plays.
Are you serious right now? Are you fucking serious?
Because was slain by rat.
I was slain by a rat.
Amazing. Well, not amazing, but.
Well, it's gonna snap back. It can do it peacefully or not peacefully.
Or you're gonna have a fucking Brent and Tarrant round two.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
Just to clarify, that's not what we want. We're not, we don't want innocent people to die. I don't know if we have to fucking clarify that, but.
I know Muslim women and children are not, they're victims of.
Yeah, they're victims of the fucking disease. It's not, you know, killing them is horrible, man.
And probably plenty of fucking, well, that's, we don't want them to die. We want a peaceful solution if possible, but. If they keep fucking forcefully assimilating in the way that they are, they're trying to do, that's not gonna end up well. It's not a threat. That's a fucking prediction.
Can't believe it. Well, and yeah, we do have to clarify that because recent events, but.
It's not a threat. That's a prediction.
You may see a rape gang diddling thousands of kids and being ignored by the police, but I see a rocket scientist, an engineer, and a doctor.
This guy's funny.
Anyway, Victor, I'm homeopathical Jesus, that guy on Twitter, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's all a matter of perspective. What is the Britain going to do other than exit out? They have no way to defend themselves from the Islamic horde that the EU is just letting in droves. I mean, yeah, that was my point. Like, that's the only way to at least stop that issue from progressing. Because, you know, whatever quotas they have that you have to ship in a certain amount of people. It's so absurd. Immigration controlled by a state at all is absurd. People should have direct choice over who's in their communities. But especially that sort of thing where it's not even acting in the interest of the people at all. You know, you're just shipping in poor people, not even people that are going to help the community. Like, if anything, the state should be acting as a trustee. Fuck off.
Like, I think... You say, oh, but they're not going to have any guns. How are they going to defend themselves against them? Listen.
Soft has made the advancement monster hunter.
People have been in worse situations before. If things get bad enough, they're going to go bad big time.
Mm-hmm.
Britain is the... Britain, I think it was Britain. It was Britain. Britain was the forefront of all inventions of all time. There's a big four. It's Britain, Germany, Italy, and France, I think. And Britain was at first. The Britons are brilliant people who are extremely industrious, and they are fucking powerful, and I don't doubt them for a second. They're currently having, you know, a bad day, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But if things fucking get hairy, it's not gonna be good for Muslims, I can tell you that much. Listen, you wanna mock the Brits for the Noif shit, Noif license? Fine. Fucking make, but that's like, that's the one joke you're gonna get on them for this century. Because when they snap back from that, that's not gonna look very good for anybody that's against the Britons. The Britons? The British?
The British, yeah.
The British Empire, man.
No, you read this.
Took a nap right now, but it's gonna go back up.
It's not like a father or brother could defend their daughter or sister at this point, since the whole nation is disarmed. That's the whole, I don't want to say that's by design, but.
Friendo, black markets, friend.
Mm-hmm. All Muslims are victims of Islam. Both women and men can be brainwashed. I put the men to a higher standard.
Sure, but if they're committing atrocities, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if they're brainwashed into it. If you commit atrocities, yeah. You have a consciousness. You should be able to live up to better than that.
Catholic martyrs, they're often, you know, do a bad thing or you're going to get tortured, and they always chose torture and became saints off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice. If you choose to commit the atrocity, I don't give a shit.
We definitely need out of Europe, but the political parties over here are thinking more about how they can make their oppositions look worse instead of working together to get a good deal from EU. I hear lava again. This is not a good place to be.
This is essentially a bad spell for Britain. I like the idea that, you know, the whole... Leaps just took a nap right now. But eventually they're gonna wake up again, and... They're very powerful people. The British are fucking powerful, historically speaking.
I need coal.
They're the fucking... For how long now?
They've been
so powerful. They're very powerful. I would never underestimate the British. Underestimate the Brits at your own behest. Man.
Both women and children do suicide attacks. A 10-year-old can detonate a bomb the same as a 25-year-old.
Alright. They gotta be shut down if that happens.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I really should go. It's definitely past my bedtime. Will the rest be online after? To catch up on the convo? Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to question your intellect with a lava comment. It was just my, I was making a joke too. It's fine, man. Yeah, we're gonna have the archive on Gumroad. Europe is trash. Fuck 'em. Night, Lexinco. Oh, it's Lexi tonight. But it might not be me every time we're online. There's about 80 of us in one body. That's insane, man. It's crazy.
Wait, how many people are watching this right now?
14, which is like 12.
At least.
Well, I'll find coal somewhere. Ooh. That didn't take long. Soph is fine with everything, don't worry. Yeah. Unlike my my fellow females, I can take it. I might have to get some coffee. I'm feeling awfully parched.
Because has made the advancement, not today. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a
Coffee break.
A quick pause. I guess. I'll be back.
Link me the YouTube so I can fucking keep eye on the.
Yeah, I guess you'll moderate the chat for now.
Yeah, I'll just answer people.
The fuck is the link? There we go.
Give me the link.
Ooh, the link. I'm gonna go sing a Muslim prayer now. It's time for my fifth daily prayer. I need to go to pray to, what is it called? I don't know. Oh, Brittany fucking messaged me. Hey, I heard Destiny accepted. Oh, I'm not even gonna read this out loud.
Yeah, just print it and send it to me.
Yeah. I'll reply to that later, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, time to go pray to the fucking black cube.
Okay, I'm seeing the chat now. Destiny's also fresh. Hell yes. Have fun with your prayer. Don't forget to sign up for your FGM. I don't know what FGM is. But I'll make sure to tell Sophia to go find out. Well, are you alright with my comments? I'm trying to question everything. Need some diversity here. Female gen- oh my god. That's hellish. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, that's something that nobody really pays attention to, but child genital mutilation. That is a religious ritual. All this shit is fucked up, and all religions who do it are fucked up. No exceptions. Isn't it weird that fucking, like, Catholics, all they do is just sprinkle a little water on the baby? And, well, look at what the other religions do. Vote it up. Usually prominent to girls more than men in Islam. Yeah, that's fucked. Listen, dudes. I've been making fun of people who speak like that, and I've begun speaking like that accidentally. I'm very sorry. But anyway, show for Sophia's Patreon. Go tell your friends about it. Go, you know, your Twitter mutuals, all that stuff. Go talk to them about it. And tell them to donate $5. We promise you will get no raw deal, my friends. Shilling a Patreon on a Patreon-only stream. No, I'm telling you the people here to chill outside of here. Anyhow, the whole Catholic child molestation thing was because they started taking in gay priests. It sounds bad, but it's true. That boy need money. Dude, ideally, the objective is to be making a minimum wage. Oh man, hold up. Turn my mic up, no problem. Let me see. I'm gonna see about it. Oh shit, my microphone is on maximum volume. Sophia needs to turn my turn me up a little bit.
Yo, what's up, ass fuckers?
Get minimum wage.
I got yummy. I got yummy stuff.
I got nice, tasty food.
All right, let me listen. What'd you say to me, you little bitch?
Turn me up, a little bit.
Okay, wait. What were y'all talking about?
No, I was just saying. That was something we show. Oh, anonymous YouTuber. I know what that is. I've seen that print before. Both, I sent it to Sophia, actually. We've seen that.
Okay.
Turn it up a little bit.
Got it. Okay. I got all sorts of food stuck in my braces now. That's good.
Amazing.
I don't see me doing this a lot. Fiddling around in my mouth with my tongue. Mmm. Bro, why does coffee taste like ass? I think my grandmother put some bad beans in the machine.
I'm kind of suspicious about the whole, the past was super violent idea. Because, like, I think a lot of it was just child mortality. Like, the child exploitation shit. I do suspect that there's something off about those numbers. I don't think the past was that violent. I think it was probably much more peaceful than nowadays. I mean, by nowadays, I mean, like, since the Industrial Revolution. I think things got way more violent and fucked up after that. I suspect. I'm probably super wrong. And Steven Pinker says otherwise, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm stupid, but I think he might be wrong about that. It was less resources.
Need sugar?
Yeah, but
fuck that.
That's the thing. When look at Africa now. Okay, that's not a good metric. But I don't know. Having less resources doesn't automatically make you more violent. Like, look at Japan. They have, like, way less natural resources than Africa, and they are, like, incredibly peaceful.
Well, then what makes you violent?
In war, civvies were not killed. After World War II, civvies die more than soldiers. Yeah, man. That's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. I do suspect that. I've seen that before.
Huge amounts of natural resources. Not really, comparatively.
Compared to Africa, Africa's had way more shit.
Maybe I got bad sources, but from what I've heard, pre-industrial revolution, way up, way out in the past, like. You know, one person kills each other, and per capita, that's like half the fucking world population just died. But I think things were more peaceful, and because there were less resources, and communities were so small. Killing conflict, like violent conflict, is way more costly than it is. You know, in urban cities, it's way more costly to kill and, you know, go to war when your tribe is very small. It's not something you do on a whim. I do think that's right. Violence comes from a lot of sources. Genetics, your upbringing, your mental state, how far you've been pushed. People with more resources are arguably less violent unless they have some sort of life force, e.g. religion, yeah, I suppose. So you have many tribes and groups fighting for basic survival in Africa. Nah, not for basic survival. They're fighting for... They're being, you know, they're warlords more often than that. They're not, you know... Just fighting for resources. If it were really just about resources, then, you know,
rape wouldn't happen.
Yeah, there wouldn't be a place where, like, there's one rape happening. I think the thing was, like, two rapes
fucking
every 1 hour.
Yeah, like, what was it? Look at the rape statistics in Africa as well. This is black-pilling shit as well, but fucking they're giving babies fistulas. That's not up to resources to rape a baby so hard to fucking...
That's kind of a Marxist reading of it, that the conflict was motivated by material. That's not it, man. That's really wrong.
Talk to the people that work at hospitals there and hear shit that you don't want to hear, like, and stuff that doesn't just happen because you didn't have enough food.
I'm not saying it's Marxist as a way to denigrate the argument. I'm saying that, like, that's legitimately it. Material, the dialectical materialism.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict isn't primarily motivated by It is one of the motivators, but it's not primarily motivated by material gain. Because that's not just what they do. They rape. They fucking... They destroy when they could take. A lot of it is just fucking fighting because they're, you know, interested in the destruction of another group.
Yeah. Or they're omnidestructional.
Yeah. That's also a thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see it all in fire.
Which doesn't make any sense when you are thinking about dialectical materialism.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The theory of that it's motivated materially. Sophia, don't jump on crops. You're going to...
I know. I'm going to make a fucking hoe, idiot.
You are a hoe.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Violence. Yeah, the theory of materialism does not account for a lot of violence. And mm-hmm. It's very insufficient.
Yeah, yeah. It has too many exceptions. I mean, some, you know, one or two would be okay, I guess. But this has so much shit that cannot be explained by dialectical materialism.
Japan was super violent before it united. It was a military culture, but that's... Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily means it was super violent.
Actually...
When everybody knows how to fucking wreck someone else with a sword, you don't go around picking fights. Same thing with the gun thing. If everybody has a fucking 9, you're not gonna go get enough.
Yeah, if you're in Switzerland, you're not gonna roll up to a 12-year-old because he's gonna have a rifle.
You don't go around picking fights when people are, you know, good at fighting.
You gonna run a fade? Didn't think so.
Gonna run a fade? Didn't think so.
Makes extreme... That is not, but constant warfare drives down the societal norms and makes extreme behavior like that the norm.
You can look at the Western world. Everyone's so pacifistic and non-religious.
Violence comes from trying to become the largest lobster. Thanks for the Jordan Peterson reference. This is a good one. Fuck, it's so funny. But it's good. He's a good man.
I don't think old Christianity was violent either. I think it was defensively violent. Justified. I don't think they were wrong in the Crusades. You think faster than you talk. It's hard to follow everything you say.
Well, that's just the thing when you're super smart.
Who's he talking to?
I'm not sure. I can't believe I just tried to... I'm retarded at video games, but don't hate me because I'm a woman.
Constant warfare drives down societal norms. Not sure if that's the only reason for it. Extreme behavior like that become the norm. Like, if that were the case, then we would never move away from that. But we do. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that. First, I'll clean my room, and then I'll clean my nation. That's damn right. All right, I'm going to go back to playing Minecraft now and start reading the chat.
Mm-hmm. What you up to?
Mining.
Mining.
You know, good old mine.
I admire Victor's intellect, but geez, he's jumping to one conclusion to another without defining the terms. Yeah, that happens when you're like retards like us who talk to each other so much that we just assume that each other knows every single term that we're gonna say. So we don't explain shit, but yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know something, just ask questions. I'll try to explain the best.
Yeah. Or we'll try to make it as understandable as possible.
Mm-hmm. I'm very used to talking to one person
mm-hmm.
at a time. I'm not very good at talking in groups.
Yeah.
At the moment, that is. And with one person, I can just go fucking ballistic and they can follow me because I'm just focusing all my attention on them. If I'm talking to a group, then I have to, like, verify with every one of them that I'm retarded, Asperger's. And it's even harder to do that when you're on the internet because you can't see people's faces.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't see them going like a puppy and, you know, turning their head on the side like, huh? Like you can in real life. So, I don't know.
Ben Shapiro can't talk anymore. He thinks ahead of his words and sputters. I feel like that's what happens to me. I stutter way too much on live streams on other people's shit. I'm kind of sad about how I was on Dick Masterson. But it'll improve in the... I'll keep hacking it. I mean, this upcoming Brandy Venti thing is certainly an opportunity to do that.
I think what you need is, like, get one that is really long form. Mm-hmm. Or, better yet, like, talk to the person that you're going to be talking to on a stream for a good amount of time before the stream starts.
Well, yeah, I've already had a conversation with her, so it's good.
Yeah, so you're, like, you're already on the same frequency. You're on a nice cadence.
Let's see. That's the problem with English. You guys don't distinguish between plural and singular. Singular. I'm retarded. I keep fucking up. I could ask you about every other word you say. Yeah, this is what happens when you're 170 IQ.
No, the only complicated word I said was dialectical materialism. Yeah. I can explain that.
That's just some, just look at the Wikipedia for that. It's just some Marxist theory bullshit. But we can't explain it. Thanks for the stream, Soph. I have to go cook some dinner. You all have a great night. Thanks for the insight, Victor. Thanks for being here. Sounds very comfy. Man.
Amazing. It's very autonomous, and I respect cooking your own dinner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's hard to follow, but I always have conversations like this where I go through 10 topics in 5 minutes. I mean, yeah, Victor and I are watching fucking lectures all the time, so our brains are all autismoed out on all weird, like, theoretical bullshit. What we usually do when we play Minecraft is actually listen to Jordan Peterson or, like, Hans Hermann Hoppe talk about something. Because that's the best.
That is godlike.
Your only problem was saying like a lot, but that takes a lot of time to get rid of. Yeah, it does. You have to think really hard about not saying like. It's better to just have pauses between what you say and sound like Obama than to say like a lot. For example, when Victor...
You're Californian, and I listen to too many Californian people speak, so I just start repeating.
Well, I'm technically not Californian. I'm a New Yorker.
Yeah, but you fucking picked up on that, though.
I don't think so. I had it a lot before. It just happens when I'm nervous. For example, when Victor said that Christianity saved Europe from Muslims, he forgot to say what Christianity meant. Was it a society or a philosophical system? It's a religion.
It's a religion, man.
Like sounds better than at least. I don't know. Like is annoying. You think about hoes. Like is
better than, This is one kid named Gabriel in my class, and he does that. He goes all the time. I want to kill him.